The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1915, the U.S. government formed the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, NACA, as a World War I wartime effort to accelerate American flight knowledge and research. NACA continued its research into aviation well into the 1950s, but the launch of Sputnik changed everything. In 1958, NACA was reorganized into the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. In 1969, it was time for NASA to take the moon lander out for a spin in Earth orbit.
We have ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running. Commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All nine, you are go all the way. Everything looks good.
Roger. Hi, Houston. Did you read our comment that our SPS helium pressure went to zero? Indicated to zero at liftoff.
Stop. Cabin is stable at 6.1 pounds per square inch.
Be advised, our SPS helium pressure went to zero at liftoff.
All right, copy.
Jim McDivitt reports the SPS helium pressure on board went to zero at liftoff. However, we're reporting go here on the mission control center.
Apollo 9 lifted off for a 10-day stay in Earth orbit, during which the lunar landing module was put through its paces.
All right, Earth out there, and we're turned around and proceeding with the station keeping and docking.
Oh, tremendous, Apollo 9. Thank you.
Command and service module has separated from the third stage, has turned around, and is now station keeping. The spacecraft has turned around, and the crew is now inspecting the lunar module, which is still inside the spacecraft LAM adapter attached to the S-4B.
Roger, Houston, we're about 25 feet now in the closing point.
Copy.
All right, Houston, we're hard dock.
Apollo 9, understand hard dock. Good show.
The next Apollo flight would take the lunar lander to the moon for a practice run. Born today in 1847, telephone inventor Alexander Graham Bell. Star Trek's Scotty, James Doohan, was born on this day in 1920.
Can you give me warp 8?
Aye, sir. And maybe a wee bit more. I'll sit on the warp engines myself and nurse them.
That position, Mr. Scott, would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
Composer Lee Holdridge, who created the music for the original Beastmaster movie and Emmy-winning music for the late 80s fantasy series Beauty and the Beast, was born in 1944. British scientist and TV personality Brian Cox was born today in 1968.
What is this place? Amazing.
Hey, come on, man, be cool. You're supposed to be a physicist and put a tie on.
You're not the makeup artist.
Sharp, I can see why you got that fellowship.
Where am I?
Bit complicated. Sort of a spaceship, slash time machine, slash swimming pool, optional hat stand. I need 5 minutes of your time, and obviously when I say 5 minutes, I'm lying.
I've just got to go and give a lecture.
I know, I've just seen it.
It's great.
But I haven't given it yet.
Actress Cecily Adams, the face behind Quark's mother, Moogie, on Deep Space Nine, died on this day in 2004. Illustrator Ralph McQuarrie, whose pre-production painting sets so much of the tone of the original Star Wars trilogy, died on this day in 2012. In 2002, a plague had taken the life of nearly every adult in the world, leaving Jeremiah to fend for himself.
You got a name?
Curdy.
Curdy. Your name is Curdy.
Yeah, it is. What of it? Oh, I know. What the hell kind of name is Curdy? Well, go ahead. I've heard all the jokes. Curdy. Must be wordy. Look a little curdy birdie up in the tree. Dirty Curdy, Nerdy Curdy, Purdy Curdy. Oh, yeah, Turdy Curdy. See, I've heard them all before, so go ahead. You just take your best shot.
I was just going to say, I knew a guy in Seattle named Curdy. He had a snake tattooed all up his left side.
Oh. Written and produced by Babylon 5's J. Michael Straczynski, the Showtime series Jeremiah premiered, a loose adaptation of an early 80s Belgian comic series. And in 2004, the doors closed on Garth Marenghi's Dark Place.
And when I wrote, directed, and starred in Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, I set out to continue that grand tradition. This Eve's Yarn is a simple tale of heartbreak. An eternal story of love and loss, set against the backdrop of an abortive alien invasion. Though you don't actually find out it's abortive till the end of the show. So, dear pilgrim, I give you my hymn to the heart with horror, along with interviews from myself, my publisher Dean Lerner, and the actor Todd Rivers. That way you won't have to think for yourselves, which is probably safer.
I'm Garth Marenghi, author, dreamweaver, visionary, plus actor. You are about to enter the world of my imagination. You are entering my dark place.
This short-lived UK series spoofed, among other things, Stephen King's ventures into Hollywood. The fictional character of Garth Marenghi supposedly wrote and starred in his own show, shot in cheesy 80s style as if it had been under lock and key for decades. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Vorp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures, and K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Dean.